two people who specialise in making us laugh and wry observations of life are our guests, Tereda and Michelle Haycourt. Good morning.
Morena.
Good morning.
I was hoping there was enough rain last week to deal to your very serious water shortage, but you need another few weeks of it, I think.
Yeah, I'm doing my bit. I'm not washing anymore or dressing, so that's not true. But, no, we had some rain. It was exciting. How's your garden, Radar?
Well, the garden's good. I've actually got a skip. I got a skip. There's a law of skips. It's one of those kind of Murphy's Laws things. The skip you order will never be the size of the skip you need. You'll always fill your skip. And I filled my skip, and I don't really know what I've put in it, but there's various bamboo and bits and pieces. But I'm disturbed because on my list of things to do was wash house, and now we're banned from doing that. Oh, no. What a terrible thing. I won't be able to wash my house for the next couple of weeks of the level 2 lockdown. It was actually kind of more the wall of my garage I wanted to wash, but no, we won't be doing that.
Can I tell you that I'm just thinking of this as a possibility for cleaning your house, seeing we can't wash things. I on Monday vacuumed my curtains. So maybe you could vacuum your house. I mean, I will get them dry cleaned when the shops are open again, but it seemed to work.
But how did you stop the curtains from being sucked into the cleaner?
No one believes me, but there is a special nozzle that comes with vacuum cleaners, which is specifically for vacuuming curtains. It's a little round, bristly shape, and it stops the curtain getting sucked into the vacuum cleaner, but it takes all the dust off. Look at that.
Wow. Hey, is that what that's for, that thing? I've got a clip-on with all those funny little parts.
I'm pretty sure.
And I've never got any idea what to do with them.
Try that.
8 weeks of lockdown, and now there are people all around New Zealand going, oh, no, we didn't know what that was for, and we threw it away, and now forever our curtains will be either dusty or we'll have to use the – you know how you have to push the nozzle on the cleaner to let a little bit of airflow through so that it doesn't – yes, I can hear the sound of cleaners all over the country starting up and curtains being vacuumed.
Michelle, what's on the list after vacuuming – the curtains.
I am intrigued that I'm wondering about all the people who don't have the opportunity to do the things that they normally do, and one of those kinds of people, I guess, is burglars, because we're all at home all the time, so there's very little opportunity to break and enter and nick our stuff. So some forward-thinking burglars nipped into a Mitre 10 store in East Auckland and stole 50 barbecues. 50 of them, which that's a lot. Given that we're not allowed to gather in groups of more than 100 when we get to level 2, I don't know how they're going to make huge use of them. But police are quite keen to give them a good grilling. Hello.
That's very funny.
There's a lot at stake here.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, on fire.
I don't even have some kind of vegetarian joke to throw into the mash of that one. Look, terrible. What I like is the police, they say that we believe they may have used a truck. I hope so. Otherwise, imagine the numerous trips back to the store, sort of, you know, loading up a car full of 2 or 3 barbecues at a time and then off to wherever. To probably, maybe that's why someone stole all those juicy rentals. They said, look, there's all these barbecues. Everyone grab a juicy car, go and throw in a barbecue, and off we go.
Then you never juicy steak.
I'm going.
You're amazing. I don't know where you get this stuff from. I just imagine that maybe they could do it like the supermarket trolleys, because, you know, I only live at home in the supermarket. And the idea of barbecues on wheels being connected to each other, 50 of them, and being trundled down the street makes me feel quite happy. I would have liked to have seen that, like a little parade.
It'll make a great sort of street barbecue when we can go and stand on the street closer to each other than we currently do. And there's been a lot of innovation around this when it comes to sort of getting people together. My favourite story, and this sort of leaps out of the sports news that we've just had, you know, where we're looking at sports teams playing without anyone in the stadiums. There's a dude by the name of Ingo Müller over in Germany. He's a football supporter from one of the clubs. He's begun selling cutouts of fans' likenesses, so you can pay, I think it's kind of $20 or 20 euros. They'll get a little cut out of the fan and they put them in the stadium. And the PR guy said, look, it's just the same. It's like someone's watching you from the crowd, and the players, you know, for them, it's pretty much normal. I thought they must have had a fairly wooden kind of crowd prior to that. A lot of sort of very quiet football fans just sitting in the stadium, staring fixedly ahead at their favourite team.
just one-dimensional sports fans. I like it that one of the things I think is really sweet about it is that although you can have your cardboard cutout in the stand, they're not going to play recorded crowd noise because they don't want fans to get the impression that they're not essential to a sports game, so that players won't get the full experience. But I can also see that this has some application post lockdown. You could just get a cardboard cutout of yourself to send off to events that you don't want to go to later on. You know, like just send a cardboard cutout of yourself to Christmas or the work office do. So maybe we want work office do's by the end of all this. Maybe we'll be really keen on partying on down. I don't know.
Yeah, you could invest in old iPads or something like that and basically just sellotape one to the front of that and then attend any of these things that you're supposed to actually attend physically via a cardboard cutout, but digitally via like a Zoom or Skype meeting through the face of the cutout. There's a market. I found my niche.
We've all gone slightly mad, haven't we? They're doing that. Can I tell you, in the aquarium in Tokyo, they have these very cute little eels that are very social and they like people. But because people haven't been coming to the aquarium, they have started to be terrified of people and disappear into the sand. But like kind of some of us. And so what they've asked people to do is to FaceTime the eels from their home so that they've set iPads up just as you suggest, Radar, in front of the aquarium, and people can talk and wave at the eels. It's delightful, just lovely.
Probably my second favourite animal story of the week, after the MasterChef one in Spain, where a woman contestant wasn't cooking eel, but she was asked to prepare a partridge, and they gave her a partridge that had only recently deceased. It was covered in feathers and whatnot. She was revolted by this entire thing, and so she thought, I'm going to serve it. I'm going to serve it. She didn't cook it. She didn't pluck it. She simply placed it on a plate, and to be fair, then put some lovely cherry tomatoes and some. So presentation, lovely. If you enjoy looking at the feathered, uncooked body of a partridge on a plate, I'm surprised she didn't get 10 out of 10 for this.
Sounds like the first chicken dinner I cooked in my flat.
Yeah, it's like a literal dirty bird. It's deconstruction at its finest. I'm not sure if it's paleo or not, but it seems lovely. Can I just throw it to another animal story that I adored? There's a very aggressive chicken wandering around a bank in Louisiana, and police have warned not to get too close to it because it's a very, very cross chook. And chickens are surprisingly angry animals, aren't they? I mean, for something that's made of feathers, they seem to have a lot of sharp bits. And so it's been following people around the bank and chasing them around the ATM, possibly just looking for a nest egg. I don't know. And dreadful. Sorry about that. And police are saying that they want to charge it with attempted battery, which I think is kind of ironic given that it's a free-range chook. So, yeah, watch out for the chickens. Watching for your PIN number so they can hunt and peck it on the keyboard. Oh, I'm just full of puns today.
It's not good.
They've faded me down. They've let me back now. But you may be faded down in a minute, Michelle.
Hey, look, on a positive note, we've all been doing online shopping. We've all been running that kind of thing of how late can we leave purchasing Mother's Day gifts for couriers that are now overloaded to come, and how many of us have been having events pass by and then, oh no, I bought you something, but the couriers are delayed and it will get to you eventually. So Mother's Day coming up this weekend, and there are some great things. If you haven't bought yet, look, take the risk, take the gamble, see if you can't get something delivered. For example, the wearable reproductions of Kim Kardashian's behind, which is, I think it sort of appears to be like a kind of a large pair of shorts that you put on, and that gives you Kim Kardashian's,
Rump.
Behind.
Rump. Yes.
Yeah. Or my favourite, the robot the robot that closely follows you carrying your stuff. I thought that was a child.
It's called Jeeta, and it's not entirely waterproof, but you can pop your supermarket shopping in there. My favourite was the kimono, which has some fabulous features. One is that it's got a little loop on the lapel for you to hang your sunglasses on, but in the back it's got a pocket that is designed to hold a bottle of champagne. That's a Mother's Day gift if ever I heard. It's beautiful. I love it.
combine that with your handy hat, which is basically a hat with pockets for women, ostensibly, I suppose, because women's clothing designers have yet to master pockets. And so you can have your kimono, throw your champagne in the back, you've got your money card tucked into the little pocket on your hat, and if you're still feeling as if you need a little something more, marijuana leaf pasties that could go over, well, you know, these are pasties. These are not the eating pasties.
Not the little pies, no.
No, these are the sticking on parts of your body pasties. I don't know who would buy that for their mother or indeed for any human woman, but someone out there has to because someone's marketing them.
Also, a fun face mask with it. You know, like if your mum's really into cats, you get her a face mask with a little cat face on it. Who would have thought last year on Mother's Day that we'd be thinking, you know what, I'm going to buy my mum a face mask. That would be an adorable gift.
Well,
beautiful.
Lovely Wade Kernett and Emma Pearson from this morning. Go back and have a listen to that live.
That was amazing. It made me a bit weepy.
Yeah, some lucky mothers this Mother's Day are going to enjoy that. Thank you very much, both of you, to Radar and also Michelle Acourt. Thank you, listeners.